I promise you it's not Austin Powers. Day the Rave welcoming you to the Relics and Rarities Show. Rarities get together is Googie Renee and his combo from 1963 on the Class record label. Song called Bossa Baby. Look for that song in the next Austin Powers movies. Day of the Ravens are Relics and Rarities get together playing all those great records that fell through the cracks. All those records that should have been hits. All the records that we want to give a second chance to. And you've got them right here on Relics and Rarities. It's Dean and Gene to get the party going. Party started there. It's Dean and Gene, the song called Hey Gene, Hey Dean. Top 32 record there of 1964. Speaking of 1964, we're taking you out to the beach right now.
Come along with me and we'll all have some fun. Do a little beach, not run over. There's a new dance pace that we're gonna teach. The only place to learn.
tough record to find there. Donna Lorne on the Challenge record label is called Muscle Bustle from 1964. Actually, that record just became available not too long ago on a great CD called Girl Group Gems, Soul to Surf Rarities on the Redbird label.
Dave the Rave, relics and rarities. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Donna Lorne may be thinking about Muscle Bustle. David Ray's thinking about his summer girl, though.
Well, I met her at the grad night party this year. I held her real tight and whispered in her ear, come on and be my summer girl.
That is on the flip side of the number one record for Janet Dean called Surf City. You'll find that song. It's called She's My Summer Girl. Dana Rave just loves that record. And of course, today would have been the 63rd birthday of Jan Berry. Of course, he wrote that song, She's My Summer Girl, along with Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys. The sad, passing, tragic death of Jan Berry. Speaking of my summer girl, my favorite girl, Judy Scott in Little Rock, Arkansas. Wanted to hear this record from the summer of 1966 by a group called Razor's Edge.
Yeah.
record there. Razor's Edge on the PAL record label. It's called Let's Call It a Day, Girl. Going out to Judy Scott down there in Little Rock, Arkansas. She went looking for her relics and rarities.
We're rocking, really rocking, rocking with Dave the Rave.
A real cool record for you. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Drew a mustache on your picture. Threw your ring away. I done wrote you a letter, but I couldn't spell. And that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
Too. That's a cool record.
Long, skinny, layered, fat, and stittin'.
That's from the summer of 1968. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs are on the MGM record label. It's called I Couldn't Spell. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot. Dust and the Relics of Rarities for a long time. Danny Ray's been waiting for a long time to play that record on the radio. Woo! It's by the group G-R-O-O-P on the Jamie record label. It's called Woman, You're Breaking Me.
1962.
Records that sound like they should have been a hit. This is by Ronnie Cates. It's called On My Very Own.
Each time I see your face before me, I get a thrill I'll never know.
Ronnie Cates from 1962 on the Terrace record label. You don't dig that record, you got a hole in your soul. Day the Raven, our Relics of Rarity show, coming to you from the No Static Attic. It's the Relics of Rarity's vault. We keep all those great lost 45s from the 1960s. And that includes this one by a group called The Frontiers.
We said our last goodbye. You're happy with another guy. Still every time my lips kiss someone new, I find myself pretending
I'm still kissing you.
Though I know our happy day gone. And though I know, it's useless now to still hold on. But every time my arms hold someone new, I find myself pretending
I'm still holding you.
I'm
that great sound of the Drifters there. The Frontiers from late 1963 on the Philips label there. A tune called I'm Still Loving You. one of the greatest duos ever, Sam and Dave, out of the Stax Volt Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. This was their last chart record in 1969. It's a record that should have hit the top 20, but only went to number 92 in the top 100. Of course, Sam Moore still sounds great today. Called Born Again on Relics and Rarities. Of course, I want you to testify to that record there from 1969. Gonna make that a hit record. It's Born Again, Sam and Dave on the Atlantic record label. Merrily Rush had a hit with this in 1968. This is the original version.
Just touch my cheek before you. I won't beg you to stay with me.
That's the original version of that song. Merrily Rush, as I said, had the hit with that one there, but that's originally done by Miss Evie Sands. Hard Luck Evie Sands. Never really seemed to have a big hit record for herself, but she did a lot of great songs, and that's just one of them. Angel of the Morning.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of show.
Relics and rarity show.
Speaking of those records that you thought you would never hear again, 1966, it was called Just Us, Chip Taylor and Al Gorgoni. Record went to number 34 in the top 100, but it fell right through the cracks.
I have tried to make you love me. I've done everything your way. And I'm crying for the words you'll never say. You think love is an illusion that must end in sad conclusion. If that's what you feel, that's just how it will be. And I can't grow peaches on a cherry tree. I see the peaches blossom, I'll regret I said goodbye. I'll remember cherry kisses and I'll cry. But I can't go on pretending that our love is never ending. For you can't be loved unless you want to be. And I can't grow peaches on a cherry tree.
Dave the Rave couldn't grow anything. Just Us, by request. Can't grow peaches on a cherry tree. You're listening to the boss sounds of Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. This is a killer record. I'm warning you now.
Just doesn't seem so fair. So I said, go ahead and break my heart.
Record there from 1966 on the Abco record label, group called the Squires. That's called Go Ahead. Of course, the Squires were playing at a gig up in Oakville, Connecticut one time, and Sandy Beach, the disc jockey from WDRC, he announced the group on stage, and Tim, out there in California, he was actually visiting somebody in Connecticut, he remembered seeing them, so that goes out to Tim out there in California. Thank you so much for your email.
Stand by. Dave the Rave presents another song bubbling under the top 40.
Record peaked at number 52 in late 1965. Out of San Francisco, California, it's the Bo Brummels. From late 1965, the group that brought you Just a Little Bit and Laugh, Laugh There. Don't Talk to Strangers. Day the Ravens are Relics of Rarities get together coming to you from the No Static Attic as we shake the walls of the Relics of Rarities vault.
1968.
Here's one from 1968 that I simply love. It's the Buffalo Springfield.
When the dream. Smoke ring.
that's a record that everybody seems to know that song, but believe it or not, that song only went to number 82 in the top 100. It's a classic record, though. Buffalo Springfield, their last chart record on the top 100, is written by Neil Young. It's called On the Way Home, peaking at number 82 in 1968.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Every week on Relics of Rarities, we take one record off of the shelves and we dust it off. We highlight that one record. We call it Day of the Raves, Discovery of the Week. Mr. Al Wilson.
I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love a guy like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault for what happens to my heart. You see, I've always known you'd go. So you just do what you gotta do, my wildest, sweet love. Sad, make you feel so bad. Say you don't treat me like you should. They got ways to make you feel no good. I guess they got no way to know. I've had my eyes wide open from the start. And girl, you never lied to me. The part of you they'll never see is the part you've shown to me. Now you just do what you gotta do, my wild sweet love. No, it may mean I'll never kiss those sweet lips again. Pay that no mind and find that dapple dream of yours. And come on back and see me when you can.
My record. That's my song to a T. Oh, yeah! Sack! Dave the Rave loves that song. Got to dig it! As she packed her clothes and prepared her suitcase to leave, I just played that song over and over again. Jimmy Webb wrote the song. Johnny Rivers produced it. Al Wilson went to number 102 in early 1968. It's called Do What You Gotta Do. This record came out under the name of Jerry Landis. Indeed, it's Mr. Paul Simon from 1963.
That was her name. Being with flame set me on fire. She'd always be right here in my arms. But I didn't know that this love of ours was sending out fire alarms. How I love your flame. Left as she came, all of my tears can't put out the flame. was sending out fire alarms. How I love your flame. Left as she came, all of my tears can't put out the flame.
That one down. That's a definite rarity for sure. Jerry Landis from 1963, a.k.a. Paul Simon. Of course, going on to be Simon and Garfunkel with Artie Garfunkel there. Tune called Flame. Here's a record going back to 1965. Listen to the group. See if you can figure out who's singing this record. Gonna drive you crazy, and you're not gonna believe who's doing this record.
Going back to the 1950s, Buddy Randell, who formed that group, he started off as a saxophone player for the Royal Teens, a group that brought you Short Shorts and great songs back in the 1950s, early 1960s. But Buddy Randell in the mid-1960s, along with a group of guys from northern New Jersey, they put this band together. That was one of their first singles on the Challenge record label called All I Need Is You. Their first hit was a big mega hit, which would be a dead giveaway, but the second record that they did might help you figure out who did that last song.
Yeah.
That indeed was a follow-up record to their song called Lies. Hard to believe that the first record was by the same group doing the second record there. The Knickerbockers, from a great doo-wop sounding record there to One Track Mind. Day of the Rave, it's our Relics and Rarities get together coming to you from the Relics and Rarities Vault.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
This record drives me crazy! It's the flip side of an Irma Thomas record.
I made my reservation. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll find somebody new and there'll be no more sorrow. That's what I do each time, but I can't follow through. I can't break away. Though you made me cry, I can't break away. I can't say goodbye. I'll never, ever break away from you. No, 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 no. I'll make a vow to myself, you and I are through. Nothing can change my mind, I'm sorry, just won't do. That's what I say each time, but I can't follow through. I can't break away, though you make me cry. I can't break away, I can't say goodbye. I'll never, ever break away from you. No, 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 no. Even though you treat me bad, many cruel words are spoken. You have got a spell on me that just can't be broken. Well now, I'll take your picture down and throw it away, yeah. There'll be no waiting round for you to call EJ. That's what I say each time, but I can't follow through. I can't break away, though you make me cry. I can't break away, I can't say goodbye. I'll never, ever break away from you. No, 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 no.
Shaking the walls here in the Relics and Rarities Vault. That's the flip side of I Wish Someone Would Care. Irma Thomas here from New Orleans in 1964. That should have been the A side of the record. Speaking of records that should have been hits, it's the former Day of the Rave Sure Shot here from Little Stevie Wonder. Makes Day of the Rave crazy.
can't believe that was never a top 100 record. That record never charted anywhere. Little Stevie Wonder there, Contract of Love.
If you should walk right out of the door. You should say
just the opinion of the roulette, because Dave the Rave had a great time. If there's something you want to hear, if you need to contact me, if you've been enjoying Relics and Rarities, I'd love to hear from you. It's Dave Rave XM Radio at AOL.com. Until next time, keep praying for Relics and Rarities.